Test 9, a trip to San Francisco. Matt, you've been to San Francisco several times. What would you tell somebody who wanted to visit San Francisco for the first time?
Well, San Francisco is one of the most fascinating cities in the United States. It's home to liberals, hippies, hipsters, immigrants, yuppies. It has one of the oldest gay scenes in the States. There's the Golden Gate Bridge, Alcatraz, delicious Chinese food, seafood, and, well, food in general. To me, it's a magical place. There's always something new and exciting going on. San Francisco has lots of things to do, attractions to see, and delicious food to eat. There's so much to see and do and hear that I think a 4 or 5 day visit will give you a more complete picture of San Francisco than just a short stay.
What places or attractions are a must for the first-time visitor to San Francisco?
I think the Golden Gate Bridge is definitely a must. The Golden Gate Bridge is one of San Francisco's most famous landmarks, as well as a piece of engineering art. You can walk across the bridge if you want, visit the Visitor Center to learn about the history of the park, or just stare at it from every angle and take a stupid amount of pictures, like I did.
What else would you recommend?
I would also recommend a tour of Alcatraz. This former prison on Alcatraz Island was home to some of the worst criminals in the United States. It was shut down in the 1970s and has since become a tourist attraction. You don't have to pay to visit the island, but you'll have to pay for the boat there. I'd suggest taking a tour during your visit so the rangers, as the guides are called, can give you some historical background information. Be sure to book the ferry to the island early if you're going in the summer, as it gets very full.
What about Fisherman's Wharf and Pier 39?
Fisherman's Wharf covers numerous blocks along the waterfront and is one of the most popular touristy things to do in the city. There are street performers, souvenir shops, and a lot of overpriced restaurants. It is a good place to walk around, but don't eat there. The food is extremely expensive and, to be honest, not that good. If you want to try some of the great seafood that San Francisco is famous for, go somewhere else.
What about a cable car ride, a visit to Lombard Street or Chinatown?
Riding the cable cars is an excellent way to tour the city and see various neighborhoods in San Francisco. Take the cable cars from Market Street. They're fun to ride and you don't have to walk up and down those hills all the time. While riding the cable cars, make sure to get off at Lombard Street and see the world's most crooked street. It's fun. As for Chinatown, this is the most famous Chinatown in the United States, and it's also the biggest. Chinese immigrants first came to the West Coast and settled in San Francisco. Chinatown here has some of the best places to eat.
Do you have one last recommendation for first-time visitors?
Go on a harbor tour. Take an afternoon cruise of the bay to see the city from the water. You'll get some good photos, learn about the bay, see some wildlife, and enjoy life on the water. There are many tour companies, but a cheap way to see the harbor is to take the public ferries. Same views, cheaper price.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.